Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Check in for another hour of conversation. Yep, what's in it for you? Excitement, thrills, spills. It'll be like a radio roller coaster ride with Jennifer Horn in for Jay Kirshner today. I'm Doug Steffen. I don't like roller coasters.
Me neither.
But, no.
We'll watch from the sidelines with some cotton candy.
Look,
about that.
Up there, it's stuck in the sky. There was some, was it a movie or a television show where there was a California, I couldn't help but think it was Santa Monica, where, you know, the plot lines of these movies and TV shows are getting more and more thrilling and spilling and chilling. So the roller coaster, not the roller coaster, but the Ferris wheel fell off of the deck into the water.
And just started rolling all the way back to the valley.
Exactly. Rock and roll is here to stay. All right. Speaking of that, Jennifer, what the heck happened at Disneyland over the weekend? This dragon that burst into flames. What in the world? This 45-foot-tall dragon bursts into flame. No injuries, though, I guess, right?
So this was part of, if you've ever seen Fantasmic, that's what it was part of. Fantasmic uses these big screens of water, and they project really cool images. I mean, it's a really neat show, especially when it first debuted. No one had ever seen anything like that. Mm. And one of the things that they do is they use fire to depict this dragon. And apparently there was some kind of explosion with the machine that did that. And it scared the you-know-what out of people. I mean, can you imagine it?
Yeah.
Like, it just burst into flames. And you're like, wait a second, is this part of the show or not? But the good news is it was caught on video by a lot of people, but no one was actually hurt. Which is good. I guess it started to glow. People saw fire and smoke coming out of it. So thankfully, everybody was okay. And that's probably because most of that stuff sits on Tom Sawyer Island and everybody watches from a distance. But had that been right in the middle of things?
Right. What's that song, From a Distance? Who sings
that?
That's
right. Who does Your dragon song? Doesn't burn my head.
There we go. Perfect. All right, speaking of things that are cool, with the rain being what it is, the major storms that have battered all of every state in the country, I think, has been affected this spring, late in the winter, early in the spring, with all kinds of disruptive weather here, there, and everywhere. But now there are lots of people who are pointing to how colorful some of these, what they call super blooms, are.
Gorgeous.
There's a lot of pictures in the L.A. Times over the weekend about this. They call it the natural definition of the landscape and the flowers that have emerged all over the place. I've seen, when I was there, when was the last time I was there? That's 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Already had gotten really green. And it's green everywhere.
We have this beautiful place near me. It's one of my very favorite places around Southern California because my mom and dad and my grandparents used to always take me there as a kid. We would picnic at Descanso Gardens.
Yeah. Huh?
And so we still go back. It's very close to where I live. And gosh, my mom and I went there a couple of weeks ago. And it has never been more beautiful. And now the lilacs are starting to bloom.
Yeah.
The tulips are up. The cherry blossoms. I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous. And then my dad and I went up this weekend for an event that we had to go to in Santa Maria.
Mm-hmm.
And this, it's insane how green things are. And things are really starting to get warm. But the downside is I have not stopped itching or sneezing all weekend.
I know. Well, here, last week at this time, you could hardly make out my voice, make out that it was me.
Yeah.
And now I've pretty much worked my way through it. And part of it has been the rain that happened here. We had a couple inches of rain yesterday, poured for 4 or 5 hours, and that will certainly wash the pollen away. Heavens, thank goodness it didn't happen on Saturday because there was a lot of activity for Earth Day. What happened in Los Angeles? And what was there of note that you could come across that you saw for Earth Day things. Anything different than new is the same stuff.
I forgot it was Earth Day until I saw my cousin posted something on Instagram with my uncle potting some tomato plants with my cousins. But yeah,
there's Jennifer right up with things.
Right on top of things. I know. Well, I was busy. I had a play on Friday. I had this trip on Saturday up and back, so I wasn't quite paying attention. But it was such a beautiful weekend. I'm sure everybody was outside celebrating Earth Day. What did you do to celebrate, Becky?
Well, I think that's an interesting that's why I asked you, because I didn't forget that it was, but I had a lot of farm stuff that was going on, and that included me having to drive. This time of year, the last couple of months, I've been bringing a lot of things from the farm, old things that are not any longer of use. But we are planning the gardens for this new development, this agri-hood that I'm involved in. Mm-hmm. And so we spent a good deal of time yesterday planning. They'll each be an acre or more. And what we're going to put in and how we're going to do the beds and what we're going to use for compost and manure and things like that.
When these are ready, if you don't launch near Earth Day, you'll be crazy. So if you need some marketing help on that, let me know.
Right, thank you.
I think, actually,
Jennifer.
I'll remember Earth Day for that.
There was an Earth Day here on the town common. You know, in a town in New England, every town's got a town common. And we have our Earth Day celebration there. Lots of people coming into town that are not necessarily from town. Because last week, was the Boston Marathon. That sort of starts the week off, and it's a week off from school. And so
celebrate. See, we don't do Patriots Day here in California because it's run by.
You're not patriotic. You're unpatriotic.
Yeah, what will we do with patriotism in California? It'd be just like lost. But but I think that's kind of cool. I wish that was something we celebrated. I think that's something that actually is a good one.
Well, it's a good way to get the thing started. The problem that I have with it is that it isn't done during a school week. And I think that this is an opportunity for youngsters to really kind of get in to the mood or the mode in an organized fashion.
Once again, then they have to say something nice about the country. So, you know, that's probably why they do it.
They don't want to do that.
School's out.
Did you see, I got to find this. I did not, there's an overview of college professors that appeared, and I'm trying to remember, let's see if I can find it, the liberal versus not liberal.
Well,
that's the way
that.
It is.
If
go ahead.
Find it. One thing that I was going to tell you is that this weekend I finished watching the Netflix documentary on the Boston Bombers, which also happened on Patriots Day, on the day of the Boston Marathon. And there was just so much, you know, those documentaries are so interesting, I think, for a couple of reasons, even though it was only 10 years ago and it feels like it was about 4 minutes ago. There's a lot that I think you forget, including that the police had closed down all of Boston for over 24 hours.
Closed it right down, tighter than a drum.
Yeah, until Obama said, you know, this isn't really a great look for an American city, so could you kind of get with it? And they had just started to reopen and tell people that, you know, just stay home, but you know, when you can, but go out if you have to. And that's when they actually found the second brother who was hiding in that boat. It was really
in a boat. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really interesting just to see how that investigation went and how they were really just out of options and then just somehow got lucky. I mean, it was just, really interesting. It's a good one. It's only three parts if you guys get a chance. It's a good
one. A lot of good documentaries that are being created now that help to bring people up to date, up to speed, and put them in the know if they didn't know about some events that have happened in the history of a country like that one.
Yeah, especially with, like, the investigation part. I mean, a lot of that they're not going to tell you about until 10 years later anyway. So
General Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. The Supreme Court has ensured, at least for now, broad access to the abortion pill. This is something they happened late into the evening.
We call them women now.
The Supreme Court?
You said broad access.
Oh, excuse me. Cute, Jennifer. Well, anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, apparently this, and I don't have a good time, is it mifepristone? Is that how you, what do you call it? What's the name of the pill?
Oh, I don't even know. Anyway. With an M.
It's the abortion
That's
pill.
What people call
it,
yeah.
Yeah, right. So it remains widely available, at least for now, and that delays the potential for an abrupt end to the value or the use of this, the availability of this drug, which is used in half of the abortions that take place in our country. One wonders if the fact that it will be available means that people will stockpile it. They will buy more of it and have more of it available for usage in whatever the clinics are.
The part is just all the stuff that's happening on the side that's hurting women. That's, you know, the...
For example.
They're getting hospitalized. That was what started all of this, is that the women are, like, bleeding. They're having issues.
Well, that's what happens when you have... Yeah, right.
So it's... but not... I guess in an excessive way. So I think that was kind of at the crux of this argument, is whether or not it's actually safe for the woman to take.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Speaking of things that are safe, Jennifer and I are big into this natural product called Balance 7. Was it you or somebody who looked up? No, I think it may have been James, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas, who I said, why do you suppose it's called Balance 7? I don't think I asked you that here. You know why?
Do you want to know why? Do you know why?
Well, I think that James helped me with that, but go ahead. You can...
Seven is the perfect number on the pH scale. That's where your body is at its best. So you want to get your number at seven.
Between 1 and 14 is the scale.
Yeah, between alkaline and acidic. Mm-hmm. So when your body's at seven, that's when everything is functioning its best. And, you know, the reason people wonder why this is important, people drink alkaline water, they do all these things, but... I use it because I feel relief from the sour stomach. I get a lot of anxiety. My stomach gets all, ugh, you know, and it helps my stomach feel better.
Trying to describe that again. Your stomach gets all what?
Well, my stomach, I get a lot of sour stomach. I get nervous stomach. You know how that feels when you're just...
I do.
Because I am a big stress ball. I also grind the heck out of my teeth. What can I say? Balance 7 does not help with that, by the way.
There's a new version of Balance 7 just for your teeth is going to come out. Yeah.
No, we're just making up fake news. But the reason people, and you've said it a million times, to get good health, you have to have gut health. And if you want to keep your gut in check, this is a great way to do it. It's all natural. It is sugar-free, no caffeine, and it can go with any medication that you're already on. So you try it, and you start to feel better from your stomach.
800-793-9039. Use the code Doug, D-O-U-G, 800-793-9039 for Balance 7 so that you're balanced just like Jennifer. How about them apples? It's 18 after.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
So
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let's make it 23 after the hour. You want to do that, Jennifer? We'll make it 23. We can make it whatever we want. It just may not be accurate. I try to be accurate here.
It's always good when you're accurate with the clock, you know.
Yes, it is. Tick tock, tick tock. Here's the right time for a discussion in the celebrity news department, social media all over, a trial that gets started today. Ed Sheeran is on trial for his life. Well, maybe not quite for his life, but he's on trial for being a bad boy. Let's find out what the charges are and whether you think he's a bad boy or not after this.
Hear that a lot at ChickenDinnerCasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
ChickenDinnerCasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner.
Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. That's ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
Baby, man, trying to hold back this feeling for so long. Heart could still feel that heart at 23. And if you feel like I feel, I'm thinking about how.
Come on. All right, so these are two songs. That's a very cleverly edited version, or at least a demonstration of how Ed Sheeran got himself into trouble. There are lots of claims. Matter of fact, there was a trial last year in England that brought Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On together with Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud. And the judge in London said that it did not infringe on the copyright of the song from Marvin Gaye. So, okay, everything's fine, right? Today, in America, the fire gets lit again. Lawyers are going in with Sheeran to a Manhattan court, the federal court, to defend him against allegations that he lifted key elements of this song, Thinking Out Loud, from Let's Get It On.
Hmm.
The two songs.
I had never noticed it before until
they put it to the edit.
Side by side like that.
Yeah,
and it does
right,
sound
exactly.
pretty. Yeah.
It does, doesn't it, though?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Never noticed it before, yeah. but it sure does sound pretty similar.
Yeah, but, you know, there are a lot of these songs that are. This is not the first time this has happened. There have been a lot of songs, number of songs. Remember the whole thing with Coldplay and Stereachi or whatever his name was? The guitarist, is, they've claimed.
And really, in music, there's just not a lot of.
There's eight notes, for God's
right.
sakes.
You're going to have a crossover.
Yeah, right. So it's bound to be when all this attention is given and all this focus on new music, you got to have a hit. We need the top 40 countdown. Well, where do you think with eight notes, even and the limited number of instruments, even though some people are pretty clever about using some of the new artificial intelligence for singing and for music and that sort of thing, it still is something that, and this has been around for a while. Thinking Out Loud has been around for a couple of years, I think. And so they feel like the Marvin Gaye people, music copyright has been abused, and so they're gonna try to get some money out of them. But I remember when Coldplay had to pay Stereachi, didn't have to, but they figured out how to give them, I think they gave them $400,000 just to get them out of the way. And so find out what happens with Ed Sheeran right here tomorrow, maybe 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quieter area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making the choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter. Or Humane Society.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Under pitch black conditions and fighting going on, U.S. military forces, including Navy's elite SEAL Team 6, went into war-torn Sudan and evacuated the American embassy in the fast and clean operation, military officials said late Saturday night. News outlet Town Hall is reporting as many as 16,000 Americans were not among the less than 100 diplomatic personnel evacuated by the Biden administration and left behind. Global political expert Dr. Sumantra Maitra on Fox News this morning explains why Sudan is an important region.
They have got massive gold reserves and it's the third largest African country, with all sorts of foreign powers having designs on it.
A Fort Lauderdale, Florida prosecutor has ordered an investigation in a confrontation in which a homeowner fired shots into a couple's car when they mistakenly turned into his property making a late-night grocery delivery. No one was hurt. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
Four at the hour now, Monday, 24th of April. What is this, the last Monday of April already? Jennifer, you know how I love to keep track of the days, the weeks, the months. Where'd Jennifer go?
Yes, the years.
Don't sound so excited about it. Yes.
Well, I was waiting for the exciting conclusion. I didn't know you were going to
well,
stop.
I think what I was thinking, frankly, is that we are 2 months away from the longest day of the year. Longest, well, in terms of daylight. The year, the days are all the same length of time, except I think, what is it, on the leap year, there's one nanosecond or something has to be corrected in the universal clock. How, that's a whole other discussion of how time and space and all these things really don't mean anything anywhere but here. That's a heavily philosophical conversation. I think more to the point, what do we do with our life and times here? What makes us happy? What makes us sad? What's good? What's bad? The number one place on the earth in terms of being a happy country. Well, you know which country is the, raise rank, the happiest country on earth? and has been for the last 6 or 7 years.
Somewhere like in the Netherlands.
Close. Keep going north a little bit from there.
The North Pole, Mrs. Clinton.
Not quite that far north. No, Finland.
Finland
is the happiest.
I knew it was something up there. Those people are always happy.
Yeah, I've only been there once, and it was I went up there to get into Russia the back way, through the back door. It was the funniest experience. Not funny, it was amusing, it was interesting, compelling. I was on a trip into Russia, and we flew in, I forget whether it was, we flew into Moscow once, but then the second time, the people I was with in the State Department said, here, we're going to show you how to get into Russia. And we went down this dirt road from the very top of Finland, I forget the name of the town, and drove across the border into Russia and went down to St. Petersburg. It was like going from Maine into Canada or something. Yeah, exactly.
I just wouldn't recommend doing that right now.
No,
I think it's
probably not
better to just get that far.
Right, exactly. So anyway, the Finns are the happiest people. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, go to be Finland and find a wife. I guess that's maybe it's close. So anyway, I'm in a singing mood.
Why do you think they're so happy there, by the way? You've been there.
Because the government in Scandinavia, it's very socialistic. The government takes care of pretty much everything, and they don't know any differently, and I'm not sure that it's all that bad, frankly. You know, there are a lot of people who grouse about communism and socialism, and we got to find our own way. Well, that's all good and well. It has worked for people like you and your father and me in terms of creating a business. There are lots of people that listen. I saw a rating from the Small Business Federation or Association or whatever it is, ranking radio programs, and small business people, entrepreneurs, like this program better than any other because we talk a lot about what goes on in that circumstance because, we're running a small business. That's what it is. So, anyway, there's big, there's medium, and there's small. And to go back to what we were talking about in the last half hour as we got to the end of the half hour, there's a big to-do in New York today in a Manhattan federal court. Ed Sheeran is being sued by Motown, Marvin Gaye, and the song Let's Get It On, which was one of his signature songs, may have been used to stimulate Ed Sheeran in this song. So if somebody has cleverly edited the songs together, if this gets played in court, the judge is going to hammer. The hammer goes right down and says, guilty! So listen to how Ed Sheeran puts his new song or newer song into the same feel. This really is very telling. All right, James. This is Sheeran.
Baby, man.
That's Marvin Gaye.
Heart could still feel that heart at 23.
And if you feel like I feel.
So if you were on the jury, how are you going to vote? I'm saying Ed better get out of his checkbook.
It's very close, but at the same time, they are such different songs that I would have never, ever, I mean, in fact, I never did connect them. I like both of these songs very much.
Yeah.
So I would have never confused them. Now, that Coldplay song sounded just like the other song years ago when that was a thing. It sounded just like it. You know, there was no denying that was like the same thing. I don't know. What would you do?
I'd be saying to Ed, you better have some extra coin in your account because it sounds to me. But then you get back to the argument that will come from a good lawyer, that the argument that we made, there's only 8 notes, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. So,
how many times, think about this just in our own life, forget music for a second, but think about when we spend a lot of time with someone or we listen to a certain talk radio show or we listen to a certain news program or whatever it is, you start to pick up different things from other people that you may not even know that you're picking up in your own patterns of speech. And so I can understand if this is the kind of music that would have influenced Ed Sheeran, that maybe it would have even been done without malicious intent.
Yeah. Well, that's it. You see, what's the intent? It could be that he was influenced. You're right. It'd be interesting to see how it shakes out. Then we move down to Florida, where a man shot into the car of two people. Here we go again. After they went to the wrong address trying to deliver an Instacart order. Wow.
Man.
These delivery people attempting to bring groceries when they were on the phone with the customer trying to find the right address. They drove into the property of Antonio Cavicchio, a town which is 30 miles northwest of Miami. Mr. Cavicchio, if that's how he pronounced his name, told police he saw the vehicle on his property, told his son to go out and tell him to get off the property. His son called for help, and when Dad approached the car, the driver was driving erratically, began running over logs, boulders, and the fence on the property. So the police showed up. He said, well, it's like a he said, she said thing. The owner of the property said he feared for the safety of his son. So he had a Smith & Wesson, and he went out and shot him up. Shot out the tires.
Well, I mean, I understand. Okay, so, you know, at first we think, oh, that day, you know, oh, this is another guy who's just shooting before he figures things out. But if you see someone drive into your property erratically and they start rolling over things and you feel like you're at risk, I mean, maybe there is an argument to be made that you're scared. At the same time, it's just, it seems like everybody is on such
where does all this end
right now?
Yeah, where does it all end? That has to be the $64 question. How does it end? Here's another one. Nine teenagers were shot after a prom party in Texas over the weekend. Did you hear this story?
Nine injured.
This was none of the victims actually are in a life-threatening position, but it's just another shoot-em-up. This is north of Jasper. Where's that, James? James is down in Dallas. I have a feeling it's north of where you are, northwest.
I believe so. Jasper, I believe, is about 30, about an hour north of Dallas.
Right. Anyway, so the deputies responded to the call. Most of the victims went to the hospital. They were transferred to a bigger hospital. And so the town is all worked up about this. And Dallas, as you can imagine, the TV stations there are pumping this up because where it bleeds, it leads. And so here we go, another one. So does all the attention that's given to these events cause more events?
It's always
something,
the argument, right?
Yeah, it is.
Something after a mass shooting that another one happens like it within days because there's always the copycat.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see if that sort of flies your pardon the pun in the face of all this airline stuff that happened over the weekend. There were at least three of these events. But the one that was the strangest, I mean, there are a couple of different things that happened that were pretty serious. A United Airlines flight declaring an emergency after the cockpit window popped open in midair.
Oh,
plane.
How does that happen?
Going from Bradley Airport in Connecticut down to Washington Dulles. They had to go back to Bradley. The jet, they had, you know, you can open those windows. You see oftentimes pilots talking to the ground crew while they're on the ground, and then they close them and they seal. But apparently the seal didn't take, either they didn't close it properly, the pilot didn't close it properly, or the seal did not work. And so it popped open, and they had to go back to Bradley after takeoff. Such was the same, but this is more serious. An American Airlines plane. There were two of these incidents over the weekend with American planes. There was one that took off from Charlotte going to Dallas. An Airbus, I think it was not as important, the 319. But anyway, the plane takes off and people are looking out the window and there's flames shooting out of the engine. So the plane in Ohio, this was a plane that apparently had a bird strike. So the engine was a 737 from Cleveland to Phoenix. Cleveland or Columbus? One of the two. I don't remember which one. Anyway, they had to turn around and go back because of the bird strike. Now, this has happened before with birds. You know, they have, whether you know it or not, many of the major airports in the country. I know it goes on at JFK. I know it goes on at Washington Dulles. I think it goes down in Miami. They have sharpshooters on the roof of the buildings of the airport, and they shoot the birds because of stuff like this. Mm-hmm. And this is that. Remember when the most dramatic evidence of it was the Concorde taking off, and I'm trying to remember where it was taking. It was the last, the plane crashed. The birds, they had a bird strike, and the engine blew apart, and the plane crashed. This was, heaven, this was in the 70s.
I remember that. Yeah. Flew right in, and that was it.
In the 80s. So anyway, there were 147 passengers on the plane, that was, you know, there was a flight from Southwest, had a flight from Florida to Cuba that had to turn back after a plane struck birds there. Engine fire, smoke-filled cabin, that sort of thing. So you got that. You got a couple of American planes. One of them was, it wasn't birds. It was just a plane malfunction, not just. I'd like to be taking off in a plane, look out the window, and see flames pouring out of the...
Yeah, you have no
video
idea
of it all over
and
the place.
And if something as crazy as a bird, I mean, it just gets unbelievable. Ugh.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so
very
there's that.
Unbelievable, but scary.
And then there's Southwest Airlines... Over the weekend, had a delay.
Are they back in the air again?
Sort of, I guess, yeah. This is a flight from Atlanta to Houston, delayed after a flight attendant refused to let a plane take off until rice, which had been spilled in the aisle by a passenger, was cleaned up. The passenger wrote about the saga several tweets, calling it Ricegate. She aborted the plane. Somebody spilled food in the aisle.
Ugh.
And the flight attendant said, well, that's kind of a mess. Who spilled the rice? And walking up and down the aisle, they refused to leave the gate until somebody claimed that they had spilled the rice until they cleaned it. Why wouldn't this flight attendant just clean it up? What an attitude they have. Southwest is going down, talk about in flames. They just don't have it anymore.
It used to be such a fun airline to fly, and now, and this, because of the friendliness of the crew.
48 after the hour.
Help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though?
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chasse.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Meet Joe A, Joe B,
hello,
and Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855 Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Farm and Family Time on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen here with the recall of the day. We get started with Food Farm Family News from Kawasho Foods, an expansion of a recall of Geisha medium shrimp because of a problem during processing. That's a company located in New York. They had a voluntary recall last month of canned Geisha medium shrimp, and now they're recalling all of the lots, all sizes, all cans, because they say it's out of an abundance of caution because of concerns already realized the product has been underprocessed. That is, if it's advertised as cooked shrimp and you eat it and it's not cooked, you can get really sick. So this product has been distributed to retailers all around the country. Pretty much every state has had it, and the dates on it go through April, that is this month of 2023. It's a package that most of the first recall was a 4-ounce metal can, but then there, as I said, it doesn't look or smell spoiled. The consequence of eating it, however, can be pretty dangerous because fish. This is where I go down the street of don't eat sushi, because all of this, you know, sushi's raw fish, and yet you can find. How do you know where it came from? You may see it demonstrated in a go in the supermarket and you see stuff that's out on the counter under glass under refrigeration, but you don't. If you go into a restaurant, you order this stuff, you don't know where it came from. I haven't the slightest idea. I wouldn't eat sushi. I won't eat anything raw. No matter what, not on a bet. So anyway, that's the story of that recall. Inflammation, a big topic for those of you who are weight loss and looking for wellness, that kind of stuff. People have heart disease and cancer and diabetes and that sort of thing. It's all caused by chronic inflammation. We talk about the product Balance 7 on this program. This is not a commercial, but it sort of ties into how annoying all this inflammation, especially in your gut, can become and what it does into your digestive system and up in your esophagus, that sort of thing. So it also leads to weight gain. It happens. The inflammation is when you have an allergy like I do to gluten, it's the worst. So you have to get rid of those foods. One of the biggest food group offenders is fried foods. And so there is an overview of fried foods from a registered dietitian that I read about in terms of what gets fried. You know, you got fried clams, you got fried French fried potatoes. A lot of people, they fry cheese now. And this stuff is so high in fat and calories and sodium that if you eat it a lot, you know, the cheese sticks that you can get at some of the restaurants around, you can also buy them frozen. Those are horrible. Oh, my God. What they do to your stomach. And I know they taste good. They're great going down. Not so good when they come back up again. So, yeah, this is a warning from a group of dietitians who say you've got to look out for fried foods. Not only is it difficult for your stomach, but also the calorie-dense, the things that you do, French fries, hamburgers, soft drinks. Usually one meal of hamburger, the cheese burger, and the fried, the French fries, and the soda. So 2,000 calorie deal, which is mozzarella sticks also. Oy. So anyway, don't overdo it. That's the word from these dietitians. Here's a restaurant where grandma ruled the kitchen. It's this fellow, Joe Scaravella's grandmother died a number of years ago. He missed the tradition, the Italian family meals they had together. This sort of reminds me of a scene from Blue Bloods. So he to bring back the comforts of his home, he's created a restaurant in Staten Island called Entucca Maria. Different Italian grandmothers, nonnas as they are called, cook the meals and serve their families. This is something that may take on. This is a very interesting story about this fellow. He wanted to celebrate every culture, every grandmother that he knew. So he put a bunch of grandmas on who was staff. There are 30 rotating grandmothers in their 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s from Italy, Japan, Peru, other places that are cooking up their native cuisines. And diners are loving it. It's a Entucca. What did we just say? Entucca Maria. Anyway, it's good eating time. What a great idea for a restaurant. I think that makes a lot of sense. Okay, so there it is. Go to New York and have a good meal. Guess that's the byword there. 59 past the hour. This is a good.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.